Hello everybody, this is Charlene Osara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken. Today's date is April 7, 2019. Today, here in Massachusetts, it's really beautiful. We have warm weather, a little overcast, but that's okay, right? Because we've had some strong winds, cold weather. Anyway, today I want to talk about the brain and how maybe we can use it. They say that we only use 10% of our brain, which means that 90% of our brain that we can tap into, we don't use. So I'm going to give you an example. There are many parts to the brain, right? So there's the part that, say you go into like, what do they say, fight or flight? So that part of the brain is usually, you know, where you could think like, do I run from a tiger? Do I just kick back? You know. So it's the same thing if you were sick or if you were tired, say you had a high fever and you were in work. I know that me personally, when I had the flu recently and a couple of years ago, I was in work because I had to go because there was no staff. And I went to work, thought I was going to collapse, but I had to be there, right? Meanwhile, everything was like a mirrored image. So I tapped in to just say, just have enough energy, make it through most of the day. And actually, one of the times I had the flu, I had a 2.6 fever, and I made it the whole entire day. I don't know how. I was collapsing at one point. But then I ended up going and getting some medication right after work. And then again, recently, it happened again about 2 months ago. It's the same thing if you're really tired, right? When you're really tired, you're like, you got to go to work. You can't take off. Also, when you're really stressed, you want to declutter your brain. So there are ways that you can do that. You could just sit and relax for a few minutes, and I know a lot of people probably say, while they're listening to this, how do I sit and relax? That's a good question. There are a lot of times that we can't. And you just got to hope for that moment. The reason why I say declutter the brain, when you declutter the brain, you open up to different levels. So let me explain that. They say that we have chakras, right? So you have your third eye chakra, which you can see things clearer. And then the above chakra is where you tap into what you want. So let's say what you wanted was more peace, for example, or more energy. So if you declutter your brain, you would be able to do that. So you would have to think higher, higher than the normal thinking level. Because when you think higher than your brain, for example, you go higher and higher. You're now tapping into the universe. So the more decluttering you do with your brain, the better it is. Also, when you're breathing, try this little activity. Put your hand on your stomach and then put your hand on your chest. Take a breath and see where it comes from. Does it come from your stomach or does it come from which part goes up first? Is it your stomach or is it your chest? If it's your chest, which most of us do, that's your stress mode. That means you're breathing out of stress, which is why you can't relax. So when you have, again, a few minutes or 1 minute, try to just do that. Make sure that you're breathing from your stomach first. And then just try to relax yourself. Another thing you could do too, if you're trying to make deadlines, like for example, like writing for a magazine or finishing a thesis or a report for school or maybe a math problem, a science problem, something you need for work. If you're getting stressed out and you feel that, you know, you just can't think anymore, do something to walk away from it, right? What I used to do, I used to take a like ball and I used to throw it up in the air and catch it for a few minutes. And that way it was a few minutes I was away from what I needed to think about. And then eventually come back to it. If you can, maybe go for a walk. Put yourself in nature. I don't know what you find relaxing. Maybe if you're by the beach or water or maybe just walking in the woods. Maybe walking in the city. Maybe you like that. Just try these things. Anyway, I hope you have an amazing day. Again, this is Charlene Osara, and I'll be podcasting soon. Bye.